Hey friend, did you know when you woke up this morning, God's mercies were already new for you? How about that? Personalized with your name on it. How about that? That's good because I need them every day. That's for sure. Well, good Thursday to you this June the 4th, 2020. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to see you. Are you having yourself just a good week? Blessed week. It's great to see things slowly open up, slowly but surely, in our communities and in our nation. That is for sure. Well, friend, welcome to pretty much summertime weather. it's been pretty warm this week. Praise God for air conditioning. That's all I got to say. But hey, so good to hang out with you. Here we are, 4 days into a brand new month. It's June, and don't forget to take a look at the June edition of the Prime Lifetimes. Yesterday, Mary Ann joined Mark Burns on Mark and Friends yesterday to look at some of the articles in this month's paper. And if you missed yesterday's program, go back and listen to it through our audio archive section at greatnewsradio.org. And our friends at the University of Illinois Extension will be starting, actually today, the Let's Talk Money online series to encourage a financial dialogue. Yeah, they're starting a 8-week online series entitled Let's Talk Money with great topics such as credit scores revealed, facing financial fears, who are you with money, borrowing, how much is too much, making savings grow, all these great topics offered for free thanks to the University of Illinois Extension. If you want to sign up and be part of that, you can register or get more details at extension.illinois.edu. That's extension.illinois.edu. Also, I just saw just the other day the Myers Dinner Theater. They're opening things back up with a great concert with the Triumphant Quartet that's next month, July 9th. And they got some other great stuff coming up as well, some great performances, The Little Mermaid and so on and so forth. You can get all details about local events that are slowly but surely opening up in our community by taking a look at the event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Click on events. Well, friend, I'll tell you what, today for Mark and Friends, we're going to take a look at God's Word together from Matthew chapter 7. And we're going to take a look at a tale of two builders. You know, Jesus talks about a wise builder and a foolish builder. Which one are you? So today we're going to take a look at a tale of two builders from Matthew chapter 7 right after this here on Great News Radio. Stick around.
Everlasting God. Safe and secure from all alarms.
Thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends today here on Great News Radio. And if you ever travel the world and go to Italy, Italy is known for, well, several things, from authentic pizza to great coffees, pasta. But friend, they have a landmark that countless people each and every year love to visit. It's the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and about 1920 years ago, they finally reopened to the public after having been closed for almost a dozen years. And during that time, engineers completed a $25 million renovation project to stabilize the problem. And the problem was not bad design. The problem was not poor workmanship or a bad grade of marble. The problem was underneath the sandy soil on which the city of Pisa was built was not stable enough to support a monument of that size. The tower, dear friend, had no firm foundation. You know, foundation, having a firm foundation is pretty important when you're building a building, but friend, it's also important in life. And so today we're going to take a look at the book of Matthew, chapter 7. And we're going to take a look at the tale of two builders. And in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, it says, "Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." So in this passage, we see two builders, one wise and one that was foolish. So let's take a look at some similarities between the two. First of all, they both heard. In verse 24, it says the wise man heard. In verse 26, the foolish man heard. They heard the same message. It's sort of like two people sitting in the same pew in the same church hearing the same message from the same pastor. So they both heard, but they both built. Verse 24 says, a wise man built his house. Verse 26, the foolish man built a house. And the house in this parable, listen, is a picture of a life. This is so important to get because you won't get the rest of the study if you don't have that down. The picture, the house in this parable is a picture of a life. When it says someone is building a house in this parable, it represents how someone is living their life. Making plans, making decisions, and following wills, wants, and desires. And friend, all of us are building a house. And they both had storms. Verse 25 tells us the wise man had storms, and verse 26 says the foolish man had storms. And so the storms here could represent possibly judgment, but also can represent trials and tribulations, right? Friend, when you look at the Bible, a lot of times storms are associated with trials. Isaiah 4:6 says he will be a shelter and a shade from the heat of the day and a refuge and a hiding place from the storm and rain. Psalm 55, David, poor David is distraught, and he says in Psalm 55:8, I would hurry to my place of shelter far from the tempest and storm. And so the storms here can represent judgment, or friend, it can represent trials and tribulations. And I think, depending on which school of thought you think about, I think both of them can be applied to this passage of having a firm foundation. And so there's just a few similarities, but friend, let's also look at the differences. See, while both heard, each responded completely differently. One built his house on the sand in verse 26 and says, and everyone who heard these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. One man built his house with little preparation. He found a spot for his house and began to build. And I'll tell you what, sand is unstable, ever changing and moving. Sand offers no stability. Sand may be a good place to build a castle, but friend, it is not a good place to build a house. Sand can never provide a firm foundation. People who build on the sand are like people when they hear the gospel, hear the things of God, hear the good news, hear about Jesus, hear a convicting truth from the Word of God, and they walk away and don't ever respond or heed its truth. And this is a man who hears the Word, but still lives his life independently of God. And doing so, he builds his life on sand. Well, one built his house on sand, the other built his house on a rock. Verse 24 says, everyone who then hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Remember growing up playing as kids in your backyard before all these video games and cell phones came out, and you had your friends over, you were playing maybe in the sandbox or in the mud, and as you were digging in that sandbox or mud, you would say, hey, I'm digging to China. You know, you ever use that reference? And well, Fred, if you dig deep enough under all that dirt and sand, you will come across rock, bedrock. You know, the idea is when you hear God's word, respond, receive, apply, you have a sturdy, firm, solid foundation. And Jesus calls that person a wise man. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. So one built his house on sand and the other built his on a rock. And friend, the other difference is while both had storms, one was truly prepared. You know, the wise man, since his foundation was deep, firm and solid, the storms did not affect him. Verse 25 of Matthew 7 says, and the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Friend, since he lived the Word of God, since his life was based on the Lordship of Jesus Christ, he was not ultimately affected by the wind and the waves. Friend, his house did not fall. Now, that doesn't mean a shingle or two didn't blow off in the process, but friend, his house did not fall. See, just because you know the Lord does not mean your life is going to be filled with sugar plums and sprinkles, right? It does not mean your life is going to be perfect, because you will still have bills. You will still have sickness. You'll still have hardship and experience pain. You may lose a shingle or two in the storms of life, but friend, if you are a child of God, your house will not fall because Jesus Christ is the rock of your foundation. And the foolish man also built his house, but he was not prepared for the storms. You know, when Jesus was preaching this message, two particular people were there. Judas was there, and so was Peter. And both were kind of builders, very similar. Both erected a spiritual house. Peter built one, Judas built one. And if you looked at the two houses, you would probably say, wow, Judas had a really, probably had the best house between the two, the better one between the two, because Judas was a treasurer. And who do you get to be the treasurer? Well, the most trustworthy. Right? I mean, Judas, if you looked at his life, his house, you would say he had the best house because he worked for Jesus. He hung out with Jesus. He served with Jesus. He even kissed Jesus on the cheek. I mean, when you look at Judas's house, you would say he had a great looking house. But Fred, if you looked at Peter's house, he was a rough and tough fisherman. But I'll tell you what, Jesus asked Peter one day, Peter, who do you say I am? And Peter said, well, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But friend, Peter was weak. He was weak just like you and I. He had many spiritual face plants. I mean, he wasn't much of a builder, but friend, he had a great foundation. And a storm came one night, and it blew through the life of Judas, and the storm came, and it blew through the life of Peter, and when the storm was over, Judas's house was gone. Because Judas never ever had real faith, but Simon Peter did. And a storm hit Peter's house, his life, it was battered, but friend, it stood. And on the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up and preached the gospel, and 3,000 people got saved. Why? Because friend, he had the real thing. He had the real thing. He knew God. He heard the word of God. He believed the Son of God. He bowed his knee to Jesus Christ. Weak, yes. Failing, yes. But friend, the house stood. Because it was on the rock. Friend, the storm will come. The storms of God's judgment. We will stand before Him one day, each and every one of us. The storms of life, the trials and tribulations, they will come too. The question is, are you ready? Jesus said, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. Give your heart and your life to Jesus today.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. That will be, And when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Yes, what a pretty song. When we all get to heaven, it's Casting Crowns here on Mark and Friends on this Thursday here on Great News Radio. If you missed any of today's program, or if you want to re-listen to it or share it with a friend or neighbor, go back and visit greatnewsradio.org. Click on audio archives there on the right-hand side, and you can re-listen to it right there at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on archived programs. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.